Urim?
That's one
of
Urim.
Wonderful, wonderful. Wow. Triplets. Now we're really going. Just think if we could do that every time. My goodness. Beautiful. Wow. That's unique. Unique Mazel Tov.
His grandson in Kiryat Shmona is learning bar mitzvah now. My grandson is teaching it. My grandson is in the yeshiva there.
Wonderful.
So the two of us are learning here. Mm-hmm. The grandchildren are learning there.
That's great.
I'm missing the one element that the son takes care of all the food in the yeshiva. That's true.
Okay, today's daf is daf Ayin Ches, and we're holding right at the end of Ayin Zayin on the phase. And what we've been talking about is the sugya that has two main inyanim. It started off in the Mishnah with, in a very subtle way, by confusing us. And what it did was it pretended to be talking purely about the question of whether we can have a petach in the chatzir, despite the fact that there's a wall. So in other words, what height of wall makes it a wall in which it's no longer a petach? And then what type of collapse allows it to be a petach? But in the middle of all of that, it fooled us by sticking in the issue of whether there were four tvachim on top of the wall. And that really did us in. Because talking about the four tvachim on top of the wall, whether you could take things off the wall, down to the chatzir or not, opened up a whole Pandora's box. Because it means that there's two separate issues we have to consider. One is the relationship of the two chatzirot to each other in terms of breaching the wall. So that got us into the whole ladder question. What is it? What's considered to be an aliyah to the wall? But the other issue that it opened was the question of the hishtamshut on the top of the wall, introducing ideas of Noach lezeh and Kasha lezeh, and what is the distance, and Achoritz, and Agova, and so on and so forth, which now means that basically the sugya is dealing with two separate issues that not necessarily will always have the same criteria. So that when we're talking about a wall that's accessible from one side and not the other, then obviously we're only talking about, when it's accessible, I mean, we're only talking about the use of the top of the wall that's given to that chatzir and not to the other chatzir. There's no sense of a reciprocal relationship there by definition. To one it's Noach, to the other isn't Noach. On the other hand, when we're talking about the gisha to the wall, and we talked about how about if you want to be memayed, that miut, if it were done on both sides of the wall, may or may not serve as a petach. And that's something that wasn't all that clear. Because, once again, if we would do it on both sides of the wall, we may simply create an issur, because which according to Rav would mean that you can't be mezizid even kechut asayra, because you're moving it from one rishut to the other, each minimal movement. Not clear. Until now, we dealt with the thing as if it's all one issue, and that if you do the same thing on one side as you did on the other side, assuming it's one of those possible cases, then you've also achieved a petach. But we may have been jumping into conclusions. Yesterday, we spoke about different types of ladders. So we had a sulam mitzri, we had a sulam tzuri, we had to wonder about whether it was kavua bimakomo, whether lahalacha, or whether it's kavua bimakomo in terms of the weight. And okay, I understand all of these questions might have been nogea both sides of the wall, assuming they were done, the sulam was put there on either side. We had the case, and this is where we're getting up to, Rav Nachman Omer Abba Bar Avua, our types of ladders are memayit only if you have it within three tvachim, so it would be lovud to the ground. And at one point or another, either at the ground point or at the upper point, it was four tvachim, and therefore it's considered to be a miut of the kota. Furthermore, says Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avuha on the last line of the Amud Beit, Now you can look all the way up on the top of the first slide if you didn't manage to find the place. Ziz hayotze min hakotel arba al arba. That if you have now a shelf that is in the air, it's not supported on the ground like the other cases of Itztaba'ot, but it's rather in midair. We had an assumption until now that was built on Rashi's approach that miut ba'avir is never going to be mamai. You can have something in midair. We call that a miut. It's not mechuber to the ground in any way. And you'll notice that over here it says 4x4. Before it only said 4. Difficult to believe that the sulam was 4x4, that the shalveha sulam were 4 tvachim wide. It's extremely, extremely strange. I mean, unless it was talking about a sulam that was completely filled in, which was a librarian sulam, but that wasn't the case. We're talking about sulam porchot. So we're over there, shlivotav porchot, is bedavka not going to be 4. I mean, indeed, Rashi says you don't need 4x4. So all of a sudden, over here, it says 4x4, which alerts us to the fact that we may be dealing with another issue over here. Namely, we might be dealing with the question of petach, as opposed to before, where we're dealing with miut. And that's indeed how some Rishonim learned, that we're about to begin a new journey over here, and we'll see that we have all types of different values for the parameters that we asserted yesterday, where over there we didn't require 4x4, at least according to Rashi, but we required 4. And over there we required, in fact, only that the kotel should be less than 10 tefachim from whatever miut you've made. We certainly didn't require the miut to get to the top of the kotel in any way, right? We just needed you to be able to look at it as an extension of the ground, and now from the bottom of the ground to the top of the kotel is less than 10 tefachim, and now everything is okay. All of a sudden everything changes now in this sugya. And all of a sudden we're talking about actually getting to the top of the wall for some reason, which we never discussed before. Therefore, the simplest approach to the sugya is to follow the idea that up until now we were only talking about miut of the distance in order to make the tashmish noach to the side that has the miut. We certainly weren't suggesting that you have a petach just because you have a miut of the kotel. We don't expect you to vault the wall, even though if it's less than 10 tefachim, every time that you're going between one chatzah and the other. So in order to have a doorway is a doorway where you have either the ladder gets up to the top and goes down on the other side, or there's an actual place where you could simply walk over. The most you could have is a curve that would be bottled to the ground. But we're certainly not suggesting that you can vault even a 1 foot high. Why would that be a doorway? So maybe this issue over here, with its changed approach, is to tell us what does it take to make a doorway between two chatzerot, a doorway that consists of ladders. Okay, so over there in Hachinah, a doorway requires an element of walkability, of noach tashmishte in terms of walkability. So therefore you need 4x4, not simply the length of 4 to be b'mayit. It has to be wide enough for you to stand on, the same way as the kotel itself. If you're going to walk from ladder to ladder, we saw before, you needed to be able to walk along the top of the wall. So here, hiniach alav sulam kosho. If you put now a sulam, since this thing is in midair, it doesn't count. But if you put a sulam up to it, even though the sulam itself is a kosho, so then, miato, then indeed you've achieved now a miut of this kotel, but this is only lo'amir al-do'ot v'alei, this is only if you actually put the sulam up against the shelf that's jutting out. Aval otve b'hadei arvuche arvuche. However, in cases where you would put the sulam next to the shelf, then you would simply be widening the shelf, which is all very nice, but it doesn't address the problem. The problem is that it's poreach ba'avir, so that you've widened it, and now it's poreach ba'avir wider. It's all very sweet of you, and we appreciate your help, but it doesn't change the fact that something that's poreach ba'avir is not a miut, because it has to be connected to the ground. It's not just it needs access to the ground. The access is very nice, but that's not the point. So in order for us to view it as an actual building that provides access to the wall, The ladder has to be up against the sulam, and it has to be up against the Z's, and not next to the Z's.
Does it have to be attached or simply rested?
It has to be attached because of the other problem, that it needs kviyut.
And it has so to be directly...
That might be attached with nails, it might be attached because of its weight, it might be attached because of its iser, as we saw before.
Or a heavy ladder, right?
Or a heavy, it doesn't weigh, yeah. And we'll talk about that later again. V'yomer Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avuha, Kotel Tisha Asar, if you have a wall that is up to 19 tvachim high, you can get away with Ziz Echad Lahatiro. Then you can get away with one shelf that's jutting out, because that shelf can't be 10 tvachim, because if it's 10 tvachim, then it's not going to do you very much good in terms of the Kotel, because you can't get to it. So first we have to start with how do you get to the Ziz. So that Ziz itself cannot be Me'al Asarat Vachim, because then all it is another wall in front of this wall. What good is that? So what you need, therefore, is to first bridge that less than 10 Tvachim area. Okay, and then you have to have less than 10 Tvachim from that to the next area, which is the top of the wall. And then you can deal with less than a mechitza at each point. But the moment you've got 10 tvachim, we said it's not necha tashmishte. So what do I care? If the 10 tvachim is on the bottom, the 10 tvachim is from the middle to the top. Bottom line is you don't have two steps that are necha to you to be able to get to the other side of the wall. Therefore, of course, when it says 19 doesn't mean literally 19. We're saying, in other words, take 9.5 on each side. I could take 9.75 on each side if you want.
But this has to be placed in the middle.
Less than 10 each.
Less
side.
Than 10 each.
Yeah, less than 10 each. So, okay, so in other words, to keep things even, we'll keep it by half units, units and half units. Okay, so then 19 tvachim. This entire sugi, by the way, in terms of measurements, is extremely loose. From this point on, because all that we're trying to do is give you the sense of what the problem is, the technical sense. We're not giving you the actual measurements, which would be very different. I mean, depending on how we learn the sugya, in some cases could be laughingly different, but we'll see. Furthermore, so this is from Nachman Omer Rabba Bar Avuha. You're going to need, once it's a kotel esrim, then you're going to need shnei zizim la'atiro. Omer Rav Chisda, this is only, however, let's understand the shnei zizim. You can't have shnei zizim one on top of the other and call that a proper miut of the kotel. No, it's inconvenient. Well, how are you going to? You're going to stand on one, and then how are you going to get up to the other? There's no angle. We have to provide you with an angle of attack. So therefore, the two zizim have to be midam ze shalokin egetze. They can't be one directly on top of the other. But what you could do is, if you have them staggered, then you could always put a sulam between one ziz and the next. So you climb up to the first ziz with a sulam, picture number 261. You climb up to the first ziz with the sulam from the ground. Where's that here? Right? You have it. And from there, you can climb up with another sulam from the top of that ziz, which is 4x4. Therefore, it's a makom that's necha tashmishte, to the next ziz. And therefore, you are now within your 10 of the kota.
And the top one is still considered makom to the ground.
What's that?
This tablet is still considered mechuber to the ground because it's going down through this chain, so to speak?
Well, no less. Possibly. It's not, in other words, again, it depends precisely how we define the issue over here. Okay. Access or miut ruchibur, but there are men who learn that way, yes.
And of course, it could be even zek neged zek, if it could be a much larger than
correct. If it sticks out beyond the other one, so that there are some who learn that that's the meaning of zek neged zek. That it's staggered in terms of the width. So when I stand on the bottom one, it's jutting out so far from the one underneath that it's 4x4 beneath the other one. So then I can climb that. So they understand indeed, Zeshalo Kenegetzeh means like a staircase. The staircase is Zeshalo Kenegetzeh, but each one is further in The lower you go, the further out it goes from the wall.
Into account of the height of this wall is a meter 20. The whole.
You're starting up again with the dwarfs. And anyway, I mean, who says that the dwarf is hold of Reb Chaim Noel Shir? Omer Rav Huna, Amud Bereshut Arabim, Gavoa Asara, V'Rachav Arba'a. Now, what is this doing over here? Because these are issues of Amud and so on, are issues of Reshut HaYachid D'Oraisa, not the reason that we're bringing this is because our sugya is built around the question of Noach Tashmishta, right? How easy is it to use? The 4x4 assertion that we had is also a question of the ease of use. In other words, it was less than 4x4. Because here the halacha is not so dependent on Mokum Chashev. Mokum Chashev is in terms of his mechitzos and so on. Here, where we're talking about diurim and erevin and mixing, it's a question of what is considered to be valuable usage. So now, we have, interestingly enough, and the Gemara constantly does this, it shows us where there's an overlap between the sugyas of mechitzas and the sugyas of diurim. And here's one of those fascinating overlaps. Normally, we define the Reshut HaRabim as an area which is 4x4 tvachim and 10 tvachim high. Or, of course, it could be 4x4 tvachim with a mechitza 10 around. Fine, those are variations of the same thing. Suppose you had an amud, and in the middle, you put in a pole, a nail, that's sticking out in the middle of this area. So now the area of the nail takes away from the 4x4. And therefore, says Rav Huna, if you were not by your tate, even the smallest amount, you were now mamayed it from 4x4, so it's no longer a shuta yachid. But that's only if the nail is 3 tvachim high, because then it's not considered to be lavud to the top of the amud. So in other words, he's thinking completely in terms of the technical definition of space, in which 3 is lavud, and what do we care about the practicalities of it? Because we're defining, after all, a concept of mechitza and space. Mechitza and space has no traffic with practicalities anyway. It's completely abstract, the concept. Whereas Abaye v'Rava d'Amrit Abaye, and here we come to the overlap of the sugyas, Abaye v'Rava both say, Afa pisha ein gavoa shlosha. It's not true. Here it's not dependent on the din of lavud at all. It's dependent on a 4x4 area that's usable as a 4x4 area. Since over here the yated makes it unusable, that's why they call it yated ne'eman, so therefore it's lo mishtamish le. You can't use it, and since you can't use it, it doesn't have a din of a reshut that is choshev. Non-usability means non-choshev reshut.
What would you use it for? The backpack thing?
What's that?
What would you have used it for?
As a rocket launcher, of course. It supports the rocket. And then you.
Not a backpack thing or adjuster? Or
no, that's 9 tvachim. Rocket launchers are 10 tvachim and more.
It's 10 tvachim.
Right. Rav Ashi Amar, Afilu Shegavoa Shlosha. Rav Ashi takes it to the opposite extreme. Rav Ashi says, who cares? And if it's the Gavoa Shlosha, then it's Mamayit. Why would it be Mamayit? It makes an even better rocket launcher, because then you can use it to be hold the rocket up in place until takeoff time. And therefore, my time, after the time, I mean, you can always connect something you can tell me there's no usage that could take advantage of a pole in the middle of a nail that's sticking up. Well, what is that supposed to mean? You've already defined now the full range of usages. I can think of a lot of things we could do with an amud with a nice little sticker in the middle of it. If I could think of some people I'd like to have them sit down on it. Omale Ravacha, Breder of the Ravel Ravashi, what is that? I mean, are you being serious about this? You're giving a theoretical description? I mean, how about in a case where you would actually put nails across the whole top that were 3 tvachim high? I mean, except for an Indian. I mean, who is really going to use this kind of so milu kulob yateidot mao? You're ready to say that the idea of here is the measurement. We don't look at the yateid, or are you being practical? What's the matter with you? We all know of Rabbi Yochanan's maimer, which was bor v'chuyato mitzaref la'asara. You can now. We always spoke about the bor v'chuyato mitzaref la'asara in terms of height. So the issue over there was somebody digs a bor, takes the dirt from within the bor, deposits it around the bor. Now from inside of the bor to the top of the height of the dirt that is piled around the door, the bor, you have asarat vachim, and therefore it defines the reshut hayachid. The assumption over here of Rav Ashi is that this is true to make it a reshut hayachid, even though in toto it's four tvachim by four tvachim. And that's what, if I'm standing outside of it, so I have to have an area of four by four. How do I have an area of four by four if the middle of it's a big hole? And here, of course, we get to the same concave convex equality. There's no difference between a big hole in the middle of the 4x4 than there is between a pole sticking up in the middle of the 4x4. So theoretically, whatever I'm going to say about one, I'm going to say about the other. Rabbi Yochanan said that that bor becomes a reshut hayachid. And why does it become a reshut hayachid? If there's nothing I can do on it, since I'm assuming that the chulia per se is not 4x4. It's the chulia, in other words, the area, if I look at it from above, it's 4x4, but it's got a hole in the middle. So why don't you laugh at Rav Yochanan and say, Vamai, halo mishtamesh le, what exactly are you going to do with this? There's nothing wrong with a shimush that consists of putting a daf on top of it and laying something down on it. Or taking a book and putting it on top and having it supported by the edges. Who says that the whole area has to be mishtamishle at each point? It's mishtamishle as a mizgeret. Why isn't that a good shimush? So if I have an area in which somebody's making money for sitting down on the nails, you know, so that's also okay. I mean, the fact that he's got a daf milamata is, that's the way it goes. So mimela, it should be manachle mishtamishle. Om Rav Yudah Mishmo. Getting back to... But it certainly can't be mitzvah if you're inside the bor, fine, but the bor isn't 4x4, and the top isn't 4x4, so where is the shimush of 4x4? Only putting them together. But if you're putting them together, you're going to have a very hard time being mishtamish.
I thought that the chuya only makes a 10.
No, that's exactly what I said. Until now, we spoke only about the height. But he's pointing out that innate in Rav Yochanan's statement is that you're also being mitzar of the width, because that's be 4x4.
How do you mitzar of width?
Exactly, that's his saying. So why don't you ask yourself, how are you mitzar of width? Teretz is because you can look at the top as being 4x4 by putting a daf over it.
Not,
there you go. There it is. Look at that.
We
went right over it. Let's see if it measures 4x4
though. How does that compare to the Yesedis? The Yesedis are there, let's say. You're saying the kids of the Yesedis are there.
No,
that I hear much more.
The Yesedis are just going up and the bar is going down. That's the only difference.
We have a question. When you
that's the bar. Those things that you're looking
at. You all over the Amud.
Yeah.
So does that, is that considered Rosh Hashayah? Right?
Even though you can't sit on the Yesedis.
So we say we compare it to the case of the bar.
Right, and we say just like at the bar, you could put a daf there, even though the daf isn't there. On the Yesedis, you could put a daf. So what's the difference?
You're looking
at the same thing.
Why don't you just say you can use all the Yesedis the same way you use the one Yesedis?
No, because there's no way to stick anything in between it. Where am I going to place my rocket?
Or between all the Yesedis.
What do you want to puncture my fuel tanks?
Yeah, I measure it.
Omer of Yudam Shmuel, that this is all very nice, as Rav Yudam Shmuel were talking about, perhaps mute of a kotel. But let me tell you something. If you have a kotel asara, tzarich sulam arba'a asar lahatiro. Now this is wild. Until now we had the dinim of the sulam, we threw in together with the mute questions. mute questions was only that from the level of access to the top of the wall, it should be less than 10 tefachim. This entire sugya is predicated on you're reaching the top of the wall. Therefore, as I said to you earlier, there are some Rishonim who say this must be a completely different sugya, and that here we're talking about the question of making a petach, not being mamayit the kotel. So we're not going to call it a petach just because you're within 10 tefachim from the wall and now you can vault over the wall to the other sulam. What do? We have a standing Magen David Adon truck there on either side. What kind of crazy petach is that? A petach is a different issue. A petach requires you to be able to walk up the stairs, get to the top, and walk down the stairs on the other side. Not get within 10 tefachim. So if you're talking about usage of the top of the wall, yes, get within 10 tefachim, very nice. But if you're talking about having a petach to make the two chatzerot, one chatzer, to be ma'arev b'ilayim, then you're going to have to deal with the question of how do you get to the top of the wall. Furthermore, it's not even good enough for you to stam be able to get to the top of the wall, because climbing up a vertical ladder is not a very proper gateway either. What are you supposed to be, a fireman? So you're going to have to put the ladder at an angle. What's more, it's going to have to be a comfortable angle. A comfortable angle is a 45 degree angle. So if you put it now at a 45 degree angle, then you've created a right triangle. If you create a right triangle, you have to multiply by the square root of 2, which la'alok is 1.4. 10 suddenly becomes 14. Okay. So this is obviously a whole different deal. The strange thing is that Rashi talks about getting the bottom of the ladder 4 tefachim away, so that you have over here, you know, which obviously Tosis points out, I mean, that's crazy, that doesn't address 14, I mean, what? So, okay, we'll take Tosis' approach, it's a 45 degree angle, that's what makes it comfortable and so on. Now, I must tell you, there are other approaches. That the reason that the two sugyot are not parallel is because the previous sugya was talking about stima, in which everything was within 3 tefachim of the ladder, so it was lowered to the ground. And here we're not talking about stima, there wasn't within 3 tefachim. Therefore, there's another way to be mamayit, but that other way of being mamayit means actual access, not a theoretical measurement. The actual access has to be comfortable, so we measure it in a different way. Okay. There's a number, this is one of the most juicy sugyas, but it involves all types of logistical differences between the two sugyas. Enough for us that we could see these two possibilities. But clearly it's not following the same criteria that we had in the previous sugya.
Is there an afternoon to approach us about what kind of ladder could be used?
Yeah, of course. There's tremendous machlokas. Of course there is. There's a tremendous machlokas in Adayom Hazeh in terms of how to understand this sugya, even between later day poskim. Fine. So therefore, you need to have a 14 amma, tefachim long ladder. Why is this? Where did I get to? Sorry, wait, I just have to find my place over here. Yeah, yeah. Sulam Arba Asar Lahatiro. Rav Yosef Amar. You can even get along with Shlosha Asar Umashu. Now, again, this isn't meant to be taken seriously. He's not making an etosis, makes the actual cheshbonos. Says the Gemara is just trying to make it easy on you. If it's each time going to give you the distance and need you to work out times the square root of 2, it'll drive you bananas. So basically all he's trying to do is, forget about the diagonal for a minute. Can you bring it to within a tefach at the top of the wall? Is that okay? You have a little ledge. That's what he's really trying to say. To bring it to a tefach on the wall, you can't just take a tefach off of the diagonal, obviously, but it's the way for you to look at it. Okay. Tefach is already considered to be within the same area, mamish. It's not. That's halachically, and over here it's shimush wide. So, okay, for shimush, you don't notice the nafkamin of the tefach. Nothing. Abayoma, afilu achadasar mashu. I mean, if Let's do Tvachim. I mean, it's also lo nora, right? So if it would be, I mean, even Lovod, it would also be all right. I mean, if I can take it down to within halakhically that it's all the same area, it's also kosher. So what do I need 14? A little bit more than 11, which again doesn't really mean that, because if we'd be taking it off of a diagonal, then clearly that's not the way to measure Lovod. Ravuna, Bereder of Yeshua Amar, well, you can even Afilu Shiva Umasho. It's straight up. Omar Rav says, Rav, gosh, I don't understand. I mean, what he's saying, I mean, I know that it's true because I was Mekabel that a Sulam Zakuf would be Mamayit. It's a Gemara. I was Mekabel, it's from my Rebbe, and he taught it over from his Rebbe, but I gotta tell you, Lo Yadana, my time, I don't understand the logic of it, because it's not Noah in terms of the Shemush. Omar Shmuel, the Shmuel didn't hear about, heard that Rav didn't like it. I don't know, what's his problem? What was his complaint about this exactly? I mean, is it any different than the case of an Itztaba, Agaba Itztaba? We had in the first case in the circuit, where we had a stool on top of another stool. I understand, a stool on top of another stool is not Noah. So it certainly is not a measurement of Melchiyut. So why is this any different? Now, the question is, what does this have to do? I mean, we just got finished saying that this is an entirely different sugya, isn't it? It was Shmuel who said that you needed 14. Rav Yehuda was quoting Shmuel. All of a sudden, Shmuel is saying, gee, I wonder what Rob's thinking. What was he thinking? He said 14. It was Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel that says you need to have a ladder and an angle. So now when Rav says, well, it was Makabel that the ladder doesn't have to be an angle, Shmuel says, why should it have to be an angle? What's happening over here? So, I mean, Tosu says, Enochinami. It's clear that Shmuel Lishitoso doesn't hold that it would be good. But he's saying the fact that Rav holds that the Nochiyut of the Petach isn't important. We've already seen that the Nochiyut of Miut isn't important. So that's just an extension of the, I don't agree to it. I'm saying if that's the way it was Makabal, it's not that outrageous, is it? Maybe we can look at it as a kotel that's memu'at. Doesn't need a petach that's really easy to be mishtamech. Or maybe he's suggesting that it's only good lagabi miyut. Ketosis doesn't hold that. But that would be another approach. But don't think that zakuf is indeed sufficient for a petach. Maybe zakuf is the same thing as itztaba agabi itztaba, and you're confusing two sugyas. In which case it would be a shtach to Rav. The Shmuel would say, oh, you don't know? I mean, you can't figure out what sugya we're talking about over here. We're talking about itztaba agabi itztaba. Right? But then, of course, the problem would be, so why do I have to get even within Lovod of the top? All I need to get is within less than Tvachim at the top if we're talking, 10 Tvachim to the top if we're talking about Mute. You could see that this is a maddening sugya. Because wherever you try to answer one thing, you open up a problem with the other. Okay, but so is Shmuel's response. Omer Rab Amar Bchia. You know, the calling in Bavel, which they very often use to, these are logs that they cut from the column. There were tons of the column in Bavel. Even though there's a Torat Kli on the column, because they used to sit very comfortably, we saw many sugyas in Shabbos, they used to sit on the Piskei Dekel. So you would think that because of that, you cannot be somer on the column to use the stand on to get to the top of a ladder. However, they do not need to be kavua. You don't have to nail them in. You don't have to be kovea them permanently in any way. Yeah. They're so heavy that's enough of a kviyut. We saw this already, the heavy issue yesterday about the ladders. Rav Yosef Amar Boshia, Sulamot Shebabel, Einan Tzrichin Kva. Why? Because even though Sulamot, even though they are less than the four Shlivot, we said yesterday that's not good because they're movable. But in Babel, they make it out of such heavy material, you can't move it comfortably. And that's also considered to be kvedat gevata. So mandi omer sulamot, koshken dikalim, which are a lot heavier than the sulamot shebababa. Mandi omer dikalim, abu sulamot lo. Boy mine Rav Yosef mi Rabba. Rav Yosef had a few questions that he asked. Rabba answered them at the end of his questions. First, let me ask you this. Sulam mikan, v'sulam mikan, v'kashin be'emza, ma. Since we're talking about over here, access doorways. We're not talking about needs. Because when it came to there, we saw that as long as you have either on the bottom or on the top, you have ten, you have four, and it's within 10 at the top, it's okay. Here, we're assuming that the sugya is that we want to actually come to have an access to the top to give you a petah. Question is, what would be the din if you put two sulamot next to each other to create the four tefachim width? But they don't really reach. So in the middle, you connected them with holly. No, with the right season. No, with kashim. I'm saying it's decorative. I mean, you can't actually walk on that stuff, right? You've got straw between the two. So, okay, see, do they have a picture of ladders with straw?
It's very hard to see, but here's the straw.
I can't make out the straw.
This is the yellow little clown thing.
What we should...
straw in the middle. Trellis
says
double
cheap. Foot. That's very cheap.
It's art school.
You mean, it means you call it straw.
That's right.
It's abstracted straw. The whole point
balls
of the whole point of the sugya is that you're supposed to. I mean, of the art scroll is it supposed to be showing the straw?
Also,
so the question over here is that considered to be a total of four tefachim? Amarle ein kaf haregel olavehen. I dare you to try to climb up. I got to see this. So therefore, it doesn't count.
What's the purpose of this?
The purpose of this is that it actually can sort out your guests. The guys you don't like, you have them climb up the middle to get to your house. But actually, what we're trying to do is get a total petach of four tvachim. So over here, you have a stairway, essentially, that has nothing in the middle. What's b'chavad to stairways? You cover it with kach. That we have like a one stairway. Yeah. So how about the other way around? How about if I have a real ladder in the middle, and then I put kashim on either side to extend it? Now that way I could, because we're interested in ishtamshis. But doesn't help me. No, but at least I could use it to hold on to. There's the levels of ishtamshis. Here I have my holding on either side. I could climb up the middle. I could hold on to the kash. The next case. So would that be good? Amala, yes, that could be good. Because in the middle, which is the derech to climb up the ladder in the middle, that's what a person normally goes for, the middle. He feels more secure. So over here you have handholds on either side, basically, and a place we can actually be mishtamish, in which case the whole thing becomes a useful type of stairway.
Why couldn't we do two sides? I mean, it could go. Okay, I mean, two ladders.
You can, but it won't count for what we're trying to do, which is to make it a petah.
So up
we're looking for ishtamshes. We're not looking for a theoretical capability to climb
four,
up.
Oh, so in other words, on this one, there's four tefachim of ishtamshes.
The whole way.
Yes, and the other one's not.
Right. It seems like.
And it has to get to the top.
If it's.
But the other way, it didn't have to get to the top. To be Mamad, you don't have to get to the top.
If this picture is accurate, it seems like the biggest kiddush is that the width is being extended by the kash as well.
Sure. That is it. It's not that's the only kiddush.
Yeah. I suppose, well, the railing here on the side. All right.
Yeah. No. The point is the width. And so what's the use of the width? You'll hold on to it as an adult. So he said, yes, that's fine. I recover a little over there. Okay, so how about if I don't put up anything on either side of the ladder, and instead, I make handholds in the wall itself at each level. Is that also considered to be an extension of the ladder, or like It's two completely different issues. One is going in and one is the ladder. I mean, Amalei. Oh, so that would be good. He's assuming that's good. But the question is Bekama. How high would I need to go that it has to be Noach Tashmishte? Amalei Ba'asara. It only has to be 10 tvachim high. Once you have 10 tvachim high, which is 4, so then you have already a petach. Even though you don't have the petach extending all the way to the top, because lamaisa, a petach never really does have to get all the way to the top. So the actual din of 4x4 is not really necessary for tashmish. Obviously, you can't have something that contradicts tashmish, but 4x4 presents the size of a doorway. That's the halacha. It needs to be 10x4. So 10x4 is a doorway. I have 10x4. Now you're telling me, yeah, but you don't have a doorway? Oh, fine. I'll go to the top of the wall and climb down the other side. This is a fascinating idea. In other words, I'm limiting myself in two ways. I need to have practical access, comfortable practical access. That doesn't require 4 on a ladder. But I also need that I should have a din of a petach. In order for I have a din of a petach, so it would need to be, in fact, at least the gova of the petach, which is 10, I would need to have an area of 4.
It'll be less than 10 from the top of the wall. That's what I said before.
Not necessarily.
Because that can be a petach.
Because I continue walking up it.
Or the ladder you can still climb up.
Right.
Even though it's not 4.
Even though it's not 4. That's the chiddush that he's saying. Amalei, so he says, how about if the whole thing would be chakuk in the kota? Chakuk kulo the kota, the kama. There's no ladder at all. The wall obviously is at an angle, because otherwise the whole thing breaks down. Right? Do we have a picture of an angled wall? No. Most told that it has to be at an angle because of the previous suya.
With holes and handles.
Yeah. So you have basically a ladder that's inside the wall for climbing. So now, and it's 4. How high would it have to be then to be 4? How high of 4 do you need? There it needs to go to the top of the wall. Mlo komato, it has to go all the way up to the top of the wall. Mishna, what's the difference? And it seems very arbitrary. Amarle, acha, depends. Hasam mistalekle, hachalo mistalekle. In the case where you actually have a sulam, the sulam makes it a lot easier to use. So lemaisa, you have access to the top. You need 4. You need 4 only to satisfy the halachic requirements of a petach. There's no such thing as a petach with less than 4. So mamela, if you have 10, that's a 10x4. It's always the shear of a petach. That's what we had throughout the whole sugya. Not only here, but in Shabbat and Mezuzah. Wherever we talk about the requirements of a petach, that's a petach. So you have a petach. You'll say, how do I get to the top? What do you mean? You have a very comfortable staircase. It goes on to the top. Over here, in this case, I don't have a comfortable staircase. I have chakikot in the kotel. Therefore, if the comfort of the chakika for tvachim goes all the way to the top and I feel secure, I have both handholds and footholds all the way up in the kotel, then I feel secure and it serves as a door. But if I don't have a security to the top, then I don't have a door. So in other words, this is the place in which the sugya puts together in one issue the question of the security and the question of the halakhic requirements, the measurements. And it shows us how delicately balanced the two are. Even though all along we were talking about the nochiyot, the security of the access here, that doesn't take the place of following the halakhic requirements of having a 10x4 petach, says the Gemara. On the other hand, a 10x4 petach does not supply you with the equivalent of a secure and comfortable access either. So you have to carefully analyze each case and paskin it accordingly. There's no other explanation, by the way, for the assumption that we would need 4 all along. Because for Mi'ut, we don't need 4 all along. We saw that in the case. The opening case of the Itztaba'ot, One of these, the motor was tiny. It's as long as you're either on the top or on the bottom yet. For what? Because over there, all we're looking at is a wedge. It's all we want. We don't expect you really climb up on the wedge. We're just saying that, okay, now, measuring the distance from your clutcher to the top of the grotto is less than 10. That's all we're interested in. And over here, we're interested in having an actual way to get to the top of the grotto. Boivinei Rav Yosef ben Rabba. Now, here's my serious question. Suppose you make a tree that's attached to the ground. You make it a sulam. So your kids basically climb and play up there in the treehouse all the time. And now you want to climb up to the other, to be able to get to the other chutz. And obviously you can't really do that because you're not allowed to climb up on a tree on Shabbat. So my question is like this, Tiboy LaRevi, Tiboy LaRabbon. Remember we had the machlokas earlier, way earlier in the Masechta, about what happens if you put your Erev in a tree. So do we say that since an Erev, there was talking about Erev Tumim, do we say that since an Erev requires Kinyan only Bein HaShemeshot, and the reason now that so you're Kona at that particular moment, so according to Rebbe, you're going to say, but Bein HaShemeshot, it's still also to be Eila, but we said anything which is Bein HaShemeshot, Bishum Shvutz, there's no, anything which the main issue is Bishum Shvutz on Shabbos, on Bein HaShemeshot we weren't Gozer. Some say Pagan, we weren't Gozer, some say Bakum Mitzvah, but however we paskin Rebbe over there, therefore you were Kona Eruv. So maybe over here also, you were Kona the Eruv because it was usable at that minute for the Eruv Chatzerot. Of course, the other way of looking at it is the point of having the two Chatzerot viewed as one is that they have practical access from one to the other. Over what good is it to say Bein HaShemeshot? But right now you don't have a Ketach. And I can also be asked, according to the Rabbanan, who say that over there it's Vaday not. Let me explain to you. Tiboy LaRebbe, Ad kam lo kama Rebbe Hassan, kol davar shu bishum shvut, lo gazru alav. The reason that he said by Erev Tchumim that it was okay, was Hani Milei Bein HaShemeshot. That's because all he needed to define was the situation, Bein HaShemeshot. And then you were koneg your Mokum Shvita. But certainly he's not going to say Kula Yuma, where a petach is defined by its physical presence. So I don't have a physical presence, kula yuma. So why should I define now Bein HaShemeshot, these two chatzerot, as a place where I have access from one to the other this Shabbos? I don't have access this Shabbos. By an Erev Tchumim, I have no interest about what's going to be a minute from now. I have to know where were you at the moment of Shabbos, the chalos of Shabbos. It's a completely different issue. And I can look at it the other way. I could say, oh, Dilma, Afil Rabban, even according to the Rabban who said over there, look, how can you get your air if it's in a tree, and it's also to climb on a tree. But over there, that's because you have to be able to get to your air. Over here, I need to define these two chatzerot as having a door between them. They have a door between them. Now, the problem is, you say, but you can't get to the door. Suppose you have a Rottweiler in front of the door. And every time you get near the door, you know you're dead. So you're going to say, oh, then you can't have an Erev between them. Is that what you're going to say? No. So basically, what you've got is the Torah telling you you're not allowed to go there. That's a Rottweiler. The door is here, but you're afraid of getting bitten. Yeah, these are dangerous. These are dangerous. He's sure, and I ain't taking no chances. But it certainly doesn't change the fact that physically speaking, I have a door.
You see, it's sad to say that halacha is more real than reality. Because if there's a halacha, maybe it won't work.
Maybe it won't work at all. So over here, it's here. You have a minor problem. You have a lion that's loose in front of the door. No, big deal. So it's Aryeh Huderaviale. You have a lion in front of the door. Therefore, it makes it not a door.
What about the security we're talking about? The security. But you have to be comfortable in accessing it.
That's only in defining the door. It doesn't mean you need the security of the actual aliyah. Suppose all of the people that live in this chutz are 107 years old. They can't even climb up to their beds. Makes no difference. So over here, okay, so maybe even according to Rabbanan, you've got a perfectly good pet. And all you have is a lion. A lion certainly is not a mute of a petah.
there any reason that the ladder wouldn't work like the hammock?
Like a hammock?
Yeah, we have the hammock attached to the tree on Shabbos by the secondary.
It's not a hammock, this is a tree.
So if we were to put the ladder.
There's no ladder. The tree is the ladder. No ladder.
There's no steps on the
ladder. No ladder. There is no ladder. There's certainly no steps on it because it isn't there. Although it is possible, if you believe in Zen, that the steps are there, it's just the ladder isn't there. That's right. Okay. So now, the additional question that Rabbi Yosef has is, suppose the tree was an Asherah tree. Let's go all the way. So you took an Asherah, and you made, now the Asherah, over here is talking about the Asherah of an Akum. And therefore, we're going to answer the questions at the end. So the Asherah is of an Akum, so it would be possible for him to be Mevatel the Asherah. Asherah of a Jew, you can't be Mevatel. So Mao. And this question I want to ask the Boil Rabbi Yehuda. We also had earlier in the Masechta about whether you could be Kona, your Erev Techumim, if you put it on a Kever.
Put it on where?
A Kever. Because you're not allowed to be Nene from a Kever. So you can't really build a house in a Kever. In which case, you shouldn't be able to be Kona your Erev. So we have a Machlokas over there between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda holds your Kona Erev, even though it's Aser Ba'anoah. And the Rabbanan hold, you're not Kona Erev. So maybe we could say like this, Tibayl Rabbi Yehuda. Ad kan lokam Rabbi Yehuda asim demut liknot bayit bisurei hana'ah. Why did Rabbi Yehuda say earlier that you can even have an Erev in a Kever? Because he said that there's no problem of the mitzvah. Your mitzvah is not le'enot. Over there, you were kona the Eruv. The Eruv you did l'shem some need of a mitzvah. Once you were kona it, you don't need the Eruv to survive. So lo boy the l'nintar. You don't need now the place of the kever to be shomer your Eruv. And therefore, there would be over there no problem being kona b'surei hanam. Or maybe we'd say just the opposite. We'd say afil rabbona. The Rabbanan who said over there you can't have a house in a place of Yisurei Hana'ah because you're happy for your food to be continued to be kept there. Okay, that's very nice, but over here we're not interested in actual usage, we're interested in configurations. So you have a petach. What's the difference if I have a bigger lion in front of the petach? So I've got a lion that's an Asherah. No. It's no different, but configurations are the same. And we have an Aryeh de Rabbi Yehuda. So he answered the two questions, and he said, I'll tell you. Ilan mutar. The case of the Ilan would be all right, but the case of the Asherah, that would be asur. Ask your father of Chista, I would say just the opposite. Adarava, I would say that an Ilan, what is the Isser of using the Ilan? It's an Isser in terms of Dine Shabbat. So therefore, in terms of Dine Shabbat, you cannot use Isurim that are Shabbat-rooted to be Matir of Petach, which is a Shabbat question. In other words, let us look at each issue within the sphere or the set of concepts that it occurs in. We're talking about basically a virtual gateway within the set of Hilchot Shabbat. So the set of Hilchot Shabbat, a tree, is not considered to be usable and therefore doesn't follow. So you'll say, but wait a minute, and if it's an Asherah, it's usable. What's Asherah have to do with the issue? I mean, here we're talking about purely within the set of context, the context of Shabbat. Shabbat concepts don't include Asherah. So Memela, it's just an Aryeh de Rabbi Yehuda. From out there, that's what Aryeh de Rabbi Yehuda means. It's nothing internal, it's an internal problem. There's an external issue that we've got over here. You made a netter never to use this door. No. So you made a netter never to use that door. That makes it not a doorway. That's called Aryeh de Rabbi Yehuda. Mashen Kein, where it comes to the Asherah, that's all you have. Asherah is Isur Davar Achayah, Gorem Lo, then Lo Nitzar. And in fact, Itmar Namik Yeseravi, Omer Rebala, even though it's a little paradoxical, because Asherah is a real Isur that's not part of just the Gezerah, where they say, okay, well, they're not Makbet on it. But Lamaisa, we do see that Kiyata Rabbi, Omer Rebalazar, as it was Rabbi Avu, Omer Rebbe Yochanan, Koshi isur Shabbat goreim lo. So then it's asur. It's not considered to be usable on Shabbat. But koshi isur davar acher goreim lo such as Ashira. There it's mutter. Reb Nachman bar Yitzchak matne hachi that Elon is indeed the same as the case of Elon for Erev Tchumi, and it's plukta the Rebbe v'rabonan. You should not make any distinction between the two sugyas. And Asherah is the same as the Beit HaKvarot that you had the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. And it's a plot to Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. So in other words, we go from one extreme. We have all possibilities here. Either that we're more makel in this case by the Asherah than we are by Yisr Shabbos. Or we're more makel by Yisr Shabbos than we were by the Asherah. Or there's no difference between either case. It's exactly the same, the Yisr of Tchumim, of Erev Tchumim, and the Yisr of Erev V'Chatzeres. How about a case where you have a Charit Shebein Shtei Chatzerot, which is basically the same idea as our opening Mishnah? Here you have, instead of a wall that's Rochav Arba, here you have a Charit that's 10 Tvachim deep, but it's also Rochav Arba. In that case, ma'arvim shnayim, the ein ma'arvim echad, you have no choice but to have two separate eruvim, because, again, convex, concave is all the same as far as yilkus mechitzah is concerned, and these two rishuyas are separate, never the twain shall meet, there's no way for you to put an eruv between the two of you. And this would be true even if you fill it up, afilo malei kash, or even if you fill it up with straw or stubble, it's considered to be a charitz. On the other hand, if you fill it up with dirt or you fill it up with gravel, malaya farot sorot, then you can only be ma'arev echad, because it's as if there's no wall here at all, there's no difference between these two chatzeros, and you have to have a single eruv. The ein ma'arvim shnayim, it's not a petah, it's simply there's no mechitza. How about if natan alav neser, how about if you put a board across it? So you still have a charitz. Now this is the equivalent, of course, the sulam, right, in the case of the kotel. Here you put a bridge in the case of a moat. So you put a neser, and it's rochav arba tvachim. And the same case, by the way, is exactly the same concept. If you have two porches, remember that porches mean legabe dinam of erevin, chutzer porches, such as you have in Bate Ungarim, in which people walk to their homes, and the homes come out at the porch, and the porch has a stairway, which is the equivalent of the chotzer's entrance into Rosh Hashanah. Right? Yeah. So here you have two separate porches that are not connected to each other, up against each other, and you put a board across them in the middle of the air. They're, of course, by definition, it's on second story, the case of the chatzerot, and you put a board across it so you can walk from one to the other. So again, a board becomes a bridge, just like it did between two chatzerot. A board becomes a bridge between two upper-story chatzerot, which are not called chatzerot, which are called gezuztraot. So if you have shtei gezuztraot, zu keneged zu, normally the din would be ma'arvim shnayim, and imratzu ma'arvim echad, if you have four tvachim, pochot bikamer, if it's a lot less than four tvachim, then it doesn't function as a door, just like it didn't function as a doorway when it was a ladder. And there, over there, Svachot Pekan, you have no choice. You don't have the choice of Ma'arvim Echad. You can only be Ma'arvim Shnayim, but you cannot be Ma'arvim Echad.
Why
did Rishon
say Ma'arvim Shnayim if one is enough?
No, Ma'arvim Shnayim means you can't be Ma'arvim only one. Each Chotzer, or each Gezuztra, would have to have a separate roof. That's what Marvim Shnayim means, right? Only Shnayim.
Imratzu Marvim Echad.
What? Imratzu Marvim Echad is before Pachot Mikat. That's the first case. We're talking about the second case. Shtei Gezuztraot that had the board of four between them, there they have a door. It's up to them. They could be Marvim Shnayim because of the doorway. They could be Marvim Echad because of the doorway. Like any doorway. Again, listen.
First case, the charitz. If you put a board across it, that's not good?
Yes. Good. What does being good mean?
Means, I don't think you can have one.
No. Wrong. Good means that it's a doorway which leaves you the option.
Yeah.
One would only be in a case where you remove the charitz, which is the equivalent of removing the kotel. How do you remove the charitz? By filling it in. In Chelm, they remove charitzim by digging them out. That's the rule.
The board isn't called removing it.
The board is called making a doorway between them. It's the equivalent of a doorway.
Social.
In other words, again, this is a beautiful abstraction. The whole concept over here is to abstract the notion of petach. So people think about a petach as an opening in a wall in which through you walk. But the abstraction of that is that be'etzem you have something that separates two areas, but there is a particular area that you can use to cross. Do I care if you cross by climbing up a ladder? Do I care if you cross by climbing over a bridge? All of that is the same idea.
So
what's the din of a doorway? There's three levels, remember. Completely open, meaning more than the size of a doorway, forces you to have a single area. Completely closed forces you to have two eruvim. A doorway allows you the choice of ma'arvim shnayim v'imrotzu ma'arvim echad. However, just as a doorway has to be four tefachim wide, so too does a ladder have to be four tefachim wide, so too does a bridge have to be four tefachim wide. So memela, the abstractions all take the same measurements, but the concept is clear. The Gemara, the Mishnah is simply giving us all of the different variations for literal bridges or literal doorways.
As long as it's full, then it's okay. You can do one.
Then you have your choice. Right. Once it gets to be more than 10 amos, then it's no longer a doorway. Then it's already considered to be a open one to another, completely open. And then again, they'll be back to needing.
Why should he put in this way? Marvin Schneider wrote that. Obviously.
No, if I don't have a door between, I can't be ma'ariv. If I want to be ma'ariv the next door chatzar and I don't have a door there, I can't, for all my good intentions. In order to allow me the option of ma'arvim echad, I have to have a doorway. But normally, if I'm connected, then I have no choice but to have one. Over here, you have a choice. If you want to, you can say, look, I'm sticking to myself. Thank you very much.
It's because of the lightness of the... Because of the halfway existence of a ladder or a bridge, it's removable or not, so you can see it as two or one.
No, it's because it's only a particular area, which is less than 10. In other words, if I would take Tevin and I would put the Tevin as a board, it's no different than the board. The problem over here is that it filled up the whole Haritz. That's all. It's not the removability of it.
Not Tevin.
Tevin
would work.
What?
A fire. Followed by fire.
Okay, yeah, I mean, what if... Meaning if I was Kovea, then we'll see... That we'll see in the
tomorrow. This board has to be walkable?
Yeah, that's the whole board. Just like the... Four tefachim wide is a tight for a board.
It's 10 tefachim up, doesn't it?
It's a man, Israeli is a bridge. In America, it's not a bridge.
What do you mean? It's a perfect bridge if you're going to the Maccabiah, for instance. It's exactly the type of bridge you would want. Maccabiah bridge. As the Gemara, you're telling me that you can't fill up a pit with Tevin. Tevin lo chayitz, why can't Tevin be a proper chatzitza? V'anan znan matbein. Suppose you have a pile of an area where you keep tevens. You have a pile now of tevin between two chatzerot, which is 10 tefachim high. You cannot be ma'ariv those two chatzerot because it's a mechitza. So if it's a mechitza going up, why isn't it a non-mechitza when it fills up the going down? It's certainly not going to be any more real in one direction than the other. Amr Abaye, look, it's very different. Le'inyin mechitza kula yalma lo pligi da'avya mechitza. When it comes to being a mechitza, even though perhaps I will say that, look, but yeah, I mean, it's, you're going to remove it. A mechitza that is omeyed to be removed is nonetheless a mechitza because in reality it's mopsik between. I mean, we had all the cases before, plenty of cases where we had mechitzas were made out of living things and so on. I mean, it's not that I'm a vatel there. Aval inyan achatzitza. When you're coming to define the chatzitza, you're coming to define whether it is satum, not whether it is crossable. And the fact that something is in it does not make it satum. Therefore, it will not help in that case to make it all one chatzer. It's not all one chatzer. Filling in chatzitza, ibatli, if you say, okay, you know what, I'm filling this up. It doesn't matter what you fill it up with. You fill it up with the tata. But if you're not mevatel it, then it's not chayetz. Ibatli chayetz, vilo batle, lo chayetz. Vasha'enkein, if it's malei afar, so then the chara, you don't need to be mevatel, and that's the difference. Teven is meant to be removed, and therefore isn't considered to be a filler. Masha'enkein afar is considered to be filler. But pashtis afilu bistoma. Yes, is that true? Afilu bistoma? Otherwise, what's nafkamina? You just said teven is a perfectly good filler also, as long as you say so. You mean to leave it there. So that would mean that the afar is a filler even if you don't say so. And you just put it there, stam, and say, okay, that's also all right. Is that true, though? Does it not say that bayit shemil uhu teven? This is referring to a case where you have a mate in the bayit. Now you need a poteach tefach in order to prevent the tumah from being bokea from the inside of the house. In this case, after the burial of the mate in this house, so to speak, kuch, you filled it up with teven or tzroros. So if you were mevatelet, so then it's indeed batel. And there's no poteach tefach any longer because it's all one solid thing. The tumah is now bokea outside. It's tumah ritzutza. Tumah ritzutza, which has no ohel over it, finds its way out, and therefore a kohen is not allowed to go on top of it. It'll be metamim, and so on and so forth. But you see over here it says befeirush bitlo. That only bitlu in lo bitlo lo. Had you not said befeirush that you're going to be mavato, it doesn't matter whether it's afar, and it doesn't matter whether it's teven. In either case, it's not considered to be a tumah ritzutza. Because, in fact, I don't see the space for the tumah. I don't need to see the space for the tumah. I need to define it as space for the tumah. In that case, tumah will not be bokat. So how do you understand our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is making a simple distinction between kash and afar, or teven and afar, that here does not exist in the Mishnah in Olot. So how can you explain that? Omrevuna mantana Olot Rav Yossi. It's not a problem. There, why do we pick Rav Yossi out of nowhere? Because as we'll see tomorrow, Rav Yossi discusses this issue at length. He's one of the prime sugya holders when it comes to the issue of fillers. So we say, okay, the Mishnah over there is Olot, in Olot. It's Rav Yossi. Our mission is going according to those who are cholak on Rav Yossi. Tomorrow we will examine that new sugya. Phillips. V'yom Rav Nachman Amar Barvu Aziz Ayotzi Menakot Al Arba Al Arba Vini Yagalav Sulam Koshu Miato V'lo Amar Avot V'yalei Avalot V'bahadei Arvuchi Arvuchi Lei V'yom Rav Nachman Amar Barvu Kotov Tisha Asar Tzarek Aziz Echad Latiro Kotov Esrim Tzarek Shnei Zizim Latiro Om Rav Chista V'hu She'e Midan Ze Shalok Kineged Ze Om Rav Una Amud Berushut Rabi Gavoa Asar Avarachav Arba'a V'natz Bo Yate Koshu Miato Omer Varabarava ubigvoa shlosha. Abai Ramatavaya for Bishen Gvoa shlosha. My time. Lomishtamishle. Ravasham on the contrary. A future Gvoa shlosha. It's not no my. My time. Every time I meet it. Omer Ravashi. Are you willing to say that even Malok Lobiate Dot, that then also Mau? Omer Lot, Shmila Vadim, Gilkin, and Borgo, Yatom, it's Tarflasara. I va my. Lomishtamishle. Elo ma'id lach l'meimer, the monach made it mishtavish fine. So, ganami, the monach made it mishtavish. Om Rav Yonah Meshmuel, kotel asara, tzarich sulam arba asar. Rav Yosef, get away with shlisha, shlosha asar mashu. Abay om Rav Yonah, chad asar mashu. Rav Yonah, brother of Yeshua, amar, afilu shiva va mashu. Which means it's going straight up. Om Rav sulam zakuf is m'mayit, that I know. But v'lo yadana my taima. Omer Shmuel, Yada Abba, Taimed Al Milta, Minid Ava Yitztaba, Gabi Yitztaba. Omar Rabba Omar Bishya, the Kalim Shababel, Enan Tzrechim Kiva, my timer Kivedan, Kova Atan. Rav Yosef Omar Ravosha, Sulamot Shababel, and Tzrechim Kiva either. My timer Kivedan, Kova Atan. Now, Mandy Omar Sulamot, for sure that the Kalim, which are much heavier. Mandy Omar the Kalim, Sulamot Lo. Boy, Rav Yosef Mirab, Sulamikan, the Sulamikan, the Kashin, the Amsamal. Omar Lai, no. In Kaf Regal, all of them. Okay, how about the other way around? Kashi mekam v'kashi mekam v'sulam emtzimal. Omele, good. Harikaf regal all of them. Chakak la'shlim b'koto, b'kam. Omele, b'yasara. How about, omele, chakako kulo b'koto b'kama? Omele, the whole way. Umayishna. Omele, hata mistalek le'yachal mistalek le. Boy, me, Rav Yosef Mirabba, asa olu li'ilam sulam mal. And I can ask this Rebbe, I can ask Rabboni. To the Rebbe, atken l'kom Rebbe, hata kol davashu mishum shvut. Logos well of Ben Ashmashot, there's only anime of Ben Ashmashot. But Kula Yoma, which is what's needed here to define a Petach alone. Oh, Dilma, Fila Rabban, and the Petach is here. It is Ayu the Rabbi Ale. How about us all as Shirat Sulam Mal? Tiboil Rabbi Yuda, Tiboil Rabban. Tiboil Rabbi Yuda, come on, Rabbi Yuda, also by the din of Kever, the Mutter Likdot by Bisuriana, that's because Bada the Kadam lay a roof, long neck, I didn't mean up there. Or maybe on the contrary, Filo Rabbanan, Pitchahu accepted it's an Isser, sorry, the Reviale. Omale, Ilan Mutar, Ashira Asura. Matkar of Chista, I would say, I don't know. Ilan, Jisur Shabbat Goreim Lod. So that could be Nitzah. Ashira, Jisur Davaracher Goreim Lod, and it's Karye, and Lo Nitzah. Itmar Namik Yata, Rabbin Om Rabbi Lazar, Am Lam Rabbi Avo, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Koshi Isur Shabbat Goreim Lod, Asur, Koshi Isur Davaracher Goreim Lod, Mutar. Nachman by Yitzchak Matnihaki, Ilan plukta Rabbi v'Rabbanan, Asherah plukta Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan. Chalit shebein shtei chatzrot amuk asra v'rocha v'arba'a. Ma'arvim shnayim ve'in ma'arvim echad. Afilu malika shoteva. Malei afar otzrolot ma'arvim echad ve'in ma'arvim shnayim. Natan alav neser shracha v'arba'a tvachim v'chein shtei gezuz tra'ot zo k'neged zo. Ma'arvim shnayim v'im ratzu ma'arvim echad. But if the Neser was Pachot Mikan, Marvim Shnayim Vein, Marvim Echad, Teben Lochai, it's not Zan, but Bein Shebein Shtecha Tzirot, Gavoa Tzirat Vachim, Marvim Shnayim Vein, Marvim Echad, Om Rabbi, what's the comparison in Sugis, Leinim Bechitza, Kulei Amlo Pligi De Abi Bechitza, Abli Echad Tzitza, that it should be a filler, I Bat Lechai, it's Ilo Bat Lechai, Molei Afar, Vafilo Bistoma, Vatzan bayit shemilu teven otzro rot, which is the equivalent of afar. Only if bitlo it's batels. You see, dafka bitlo ain't lo bitolo. Om revuna mantana arlot, Rabbi Yossi.
Take
it
with the soul.